Now, to the politics of the weapons of mass destruction. A film based on what happened to CIA agent Valerie Plame when her husband, ex-diplomat Joe Wilson, went public, contradicting the Bush White House on some of the evidence for the existence of Iraq's quote-unquote weapons of mass destruction.
Wilson never worked for the CIA, but his wife...
is an agency operative on weapons of mass destruction. He just went ahead and did it.
Does this run overseas? Is he syndicated overseas?
It's everywhere.
Why, one wonders, have there been so many American films about Iraq? It's an unpopular war, and it's clearly a subject unpopular with film goers. Yet these films, many of them very good films, keep coming. Could it be that American television has really failed to promote informed debate about the war? A generation of filmmakers feels compelled to turn to the big screen to fill the vacuum. Those non-existent weapons of mass destruction, the official excuse for Britain, America, and indeed Australia invading Iraq, have cost hundreds of thousands of lives there and blighted the careers of those who challenged the official lie. A suicide by a British scientist, a BBC journalist disgraced, an Australian intelligence analyst turned whistleblower. And in America, a very patriotic couple, Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson, hounded because he dared to publicly challenge the White House claim that there had been evidence of sales of uranium from the poor African state of Nigeria to Iraq. Now, Joe Wilson is an ex-diplomat, one who served three American administrations, served in five African countries, and was indeed the last American diplomat to meet Saddam Hussein. Retired, he was working as a consultant, and in 2003 was asked by the CIA to go to Niger in Africa to check out intelligence reports that that impoverished country had sold yellow cake to Iraq. He could find no evidence. He wrote this. His wife, Valerie Plame, was a career CIA operative in charge of counter-proliferation programs, including monitoring Iraq for nuclear weapons. The screenplay for Fair Game is based on books by each of them detailing the build-up inside the American intelligence community as Bush's White House began to push for more and more evidence that Iraq had these weapons. When Condi Rice and then George W. Bush claimed that the evidence existed, contradicting Joe Wilson's intelligence report, he felt compelled to go public. He wrote an op-ed piece challenging the White House version. Within a few weeks, Valerie Plame's identity as a covert CIA operative was leaked to discredit her husband and smear them both. In this film, Adam Lefevre plays Karl Rove, David Andrews plays Scooter Libby, George Bush and Dick Cheney play themselves in newsreel clips, Sean Penn plays Joe Wilson and Naomi Watts, Valerie Plame. It's told from inside Washington backroom politics. Penn, graying hair slicked back, glasses perched on his nose, makes a great, intellectually pugnacious Joe Wilson. Naomi Watts, I think, has the more difficult role, trying to embody the necessarily reclusive Valerie Plame, who in a 20-year career had been a covert officer. Her best friends didn't know what she did. Her husband did, but he had no details. He didn't even know where she went and why each time she went off on those work trips. And one of the oddest aspects of this film is watching Plame and Wilson juggle her job, where she can be called anywhere, anytime, with the domestic round, babysitters and Washington dinner parties. The battles between the CIA, the State Department and the White House of Cheney, Rove and Scooter Libby are laid out clearly. Within this, Plame, according to the film, drew a line of absolute loyalty within her marriage. She refuses to discuss agency affairs with her husband, who goes to war on the White House. Indeed, the most sobering part of the film is the story of the work she was doing, trying to bring out from Iraq nuclear scientists who'd answered the CIA's detailed questions about the bombing and dismantling of Saddam's nuclear program. A number risked their lives for her. In return, she had promised that the CIA would get them and their families out. And this operation, their fate, was dropped the minute Plame was outed. There's a great deal we still don't know about Valerie Plame and what motivated her work, but what the film does show is a family nearly torn apart as she's unable to share with her husband the pressure she's under and her initial instinct to stay silent and loyalty to her old firm. Director Doug Liman has done a pretty good job here maintaining the pace and the tension in this film, though I could have done with a little less handheld camera. Penn is superb. Watts is pretty credible in a job most of us can barely imagine. I just wish the screenplay had given us a little more of the motives of the real Valerie Plame. Fair Game is recommended, and it's rated M.